Good afternoon. You're here with Bikesport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, April 29th, from our studios here in Los Angeles. And God, I hate LA's traffic. They just jacked up the freeway so bad on a carpool lane that you used to be able to get in a carpool, and people would cooperate and carpool, and then they'd have the other lanes would be free. And now they've made it into a fast pass. You can't get on that lane unless you've got a fast pass, which means it's a disincentive to carpool, so screw that. Fuck. Unbelievable. So, today is April 29th, and we've got some race results. U.S. Cup Santa Ynez, Tempest Fugit Individual Time Trial in Northern California, also L.A. Circuit Race, Davis Collegiate Criterium up at Davis. And sounds and interviews from the LA Circuit Race winners, including Diego, the juniors winner. Rahsaan Bahati picking up the pro men's winner. We got an interview with him. Also interview with Craig Miller, the winner of the Masters 45s at the LA Circuit Race. And a little chance to talk to David Karen. We've been continuing our season as it progresses with David Karen of Big Orange and how he's progressing with his first race season back on the bike. So, let's get into some race results right now on Bikesport Radio. We got some mountain bike race results for you. Firestone Walker Santa Ynez Valley. Cross country, Sid Taberle taking the pro men's win with a time of 1:32.22. Cat 1 men's 19-24, Jet Chandler with that win. Category 1 men 30 and over, Gareth Feldstein. And in the Category 1 men's 45 and over, Alex Tino winning that. Category 2 men's 30-34, Matt Armstrong riding for Muscle Milk, Newberry Park Bikes. Men's Category 2's 50 and over, Robert Neary for Metal Mountain Cycling, picking up that win there. Clydesdale 35 and over, Derek Lauritsen was your winner there. Category 3 men's 40 and over, Chad Stanley. And in the men's Clydesdales 34 and under, Oscar Gutierrez picking up the win there. Category 1 women juniors, Quincy Chandler taking the win. Category 1 women 19-29, Julia Gieschen. And in the Category 1 women 40-49, Black Sheep Squadron's Robin Kaminsky taking that win. Category 1 single speeders, Alan LaFramboise for Don's Bikes picking up the win there. And in the junior men's 13-14, Bear Valley Bikes, Zachary Burton taking the win there. USCup.net for complete results for the Santa Ynez Cross Country Mountain Bike race results, part of the Kenda Cup Series and the U.S. Cup. All right, some collegiate results from Northern California. The UC Davis Criterium. Men's Category D's picking up the win from Cal State Long Beach, Gil Villegas. And in the men's Category C's, riding for UC Davis, Christopher Hart taking that win. Men's B's, UCSB, Christopher Ray taking the win there. And in the men's Category A's, USC, Colin Dawn. Women's Category C's, UC Davis's Elisma Botha from Novato taking that win. And in the women's B's, UCSB's Carolyn Ackley, your winner. And women's Category A's, Stanford University's Eileen Mazzocchetti. Also in Northern California, the Tempest Fugit Individual Time Trial, their spring series, held in Castro Valley on April 27th. Men's Open Cat 1 through 5, Red Peloton's John Witkowicki picking up the win there with a time of 30:36. Masters 50 and over Open, Joseph Foster with a time of 26:35. Masters 60 plus, John Boas picking up that win with a time of 33:52. And the men's pros and ones twos, View Medi presented by Lombardi Sports, Andrew Kennedy taking that win with 25:06.
Masters Cat 3s and 4s, 35 plus, Hans Detlefsen with a time of 26.49. Women's Pros Category 1s and 2s, picking up a time of 27.36 for the win, Juliet Olson. Women's Masters 50 plus, Cushman and Wakefield Racing's Joan Case taking the win with a 33.13. And in the women's category 4s, Lorna Fortuna picking up the win there for Leopard Sapporo with a time of 30.44. Southern California's L.A. Circuit Race taking the Fixie Race, Grupo Velo's Tony Zaldúa. Junior men's 10 through 12, Osvaldo Mora picking up the win there. Juniors 13 to 14, Nick Robertson riding for SC Velo. Juniors 15 to 16, Gavin Hoover picking up the win from Rockform Rock and Road. Juniors 17-18, 4 years in a row, Skills Swami's Development Elite Team, Diego Benatina. Masters 55's Keith Ketterer taking the win, riding for Breakaway from Cancer's Masters. Masters 60's Cal Zalak picking up the win there. Men's Category 5Bs, it was a big orange win with Kevin Baldoff. Men's Pros coming out of the pack and working for one of the sponsors from the Bahati Foundation, Rahsaan Bahati, taking the win there. And in the Masters 35s, Aaron Wimberly in a field sprint for Team Helens, popping out of the field. Also in the Masters 45s, Craig Miller picking up the win for BBI SIC Cycling Team. And in the Men's Category 4s, Michelob Ultra Lagrange, Marco Fabrizio taking that win. Junior Women's 10 through 14, Mariah Swan picking up the win there. Rachel Swan picking up the win, the Junior Women's 15 through 18. And in the Women's Pros and Cat 123s, Priscilla Calderon from Helens, Cannondale taking that win. And Women's Category 3s and 4s, Rachel Swan was your winner there. Women's Category 4s scored separately. Catalyst Racing's Jennifer Stokes taking the win there. Complete results can be found at usacycling.org.
Okay. Recent race results here on Bike Sport Radio. Got a race report also. We got to go over some really awesome action down at San Luis Rey. This is sent to us by Greg Liebert. Masters 45 plus, and I'll edit it. Actually, I'm just going to read it. San Luis Rey will always hold a humbling memory for me. My first introduction into Masters racing in 1997, my first year racing on a bicycle, I had won two races in the South Bay Wheelman Series, including a very tough road race. And after winning that race, all my friends went on and on about how I had to compete in the state championship road race the following week at San Luis Rey. I would win for sure, they said. Cool. Really, I really want one of those red, white, and blue championship jerseys. So off I go. Geez, no wonder it takes me forever to write these stupid race reports. I'm talking about a race that happened more than 15 years ago. Okay, I'll try to speed this up. So I decide not to do the Cat 5 race since they don't have a state championship award, and I assure myself I'm much too good to race with the 5s anyways. The old guys have age categories called Masters. Awesome. I'm 35. I can jump in the 35 category. And then, please hand me a championship jersey. Little did I know that category was full of contract killers. Former pros and hard men who race each other every weekend, all year long, and year after year. And there were huge teams and amazing tactics that I had zero idea of how any of it worked. So, ignorance is bliss. I had no idea what I was entering into. So I happily towed the line and started with the old killers. As we buzzed along at a very easy pace along the long flat, I told myself that I could easily walk away from this group right now, but I would be patient, and I would wait for the last climb, and then I would unleash all hell. Soon enough, we reached the base of the climb, and boom! The group blasted up the hill like they were shot out of a cannon. I got so smoked, I still have nightmares about it. I ended up like in 28th, maybe? And I had such a bad taste in my mouth after that, I didn't even go back to San Luis Rey Road Race for 6 years. So fast forward a freaking gang of years, and I'm lining up with a very strong Big Orange Road Squad on a foggy day, 20 miles east of Oceanside, at the infamous San Luis Rey. We got Cosmo, Michael Houghton, Jim Robbins, Jeff Bryant, G3, myself, and also newbie Eric Richardson. And we have little time for pre-race plans since G3 and I arrive at the race 15 minutes before race time, of course. Off we go, and ultimately I want Jeff and I to sit in and do nothing extra. Just save it for the last climb and that super tough 1,000 meters to the finish line. The other guys have partnered up and should try to attack in pairs. That way we force the other teams and individuals to chase them, or they simply ride away to victory, if nobody cares. They cared, as it turns out, a lot. As soon as we get down to the flat section of the course, Jim Robbins jumps across to Cal Poole's Mike Williams, and they stay off an entire lap. Lots of chasing and a hard climb back to the start-finish line, and we simply sit in and get a bit of a warm-up. Lap two, and G3 and Jeff Bryant blast off and are gone. After what seems like a very long while, though, they're brought back, and off go the next two, and on. The Big O guys are so active. This course is no longer the same, by the way, as the old course from my earlier story, although the climb I got dropped on is a featured part of this new course. However, the rest of the course is simply an out and back on a very flat 14.7-mile circuit. We go up the climb four times, and the group pretty much stays together, even though the pace seems brisk to me. Fast forward to the last lap and the final approach to the climb. Jim Robbins has to chase down a very dangerous move. And when that move is brought back, one of the JW Flooring guys takes off. And immediately, Hottie covers that move as Jim and I clog the front. He and the JW guy get a nice gap, and we're maybe 4 miles from the finish. Nobody does anything, and I think to myself that they just might hold us off. FYI, these kinds of moves are so key. Why? Well, sir, I'll tell you. This is a potential suicide move, and a guy goes all in for the final few miles and gamble. And he gambles that if the group gets lazy, he wins. However, 90% of the time, the group goes into a feeding frenzy, and the attacker is swallowed up and spit out. In this case, Hottie draws out the biggest fish, Thurlow Rogers. Thurlow lays down a massive 3-minute-plus chase to the bottom of the climb. He's got to be wasting fuel. He's pounding, and we are getting a free ride. We catch Hottie, and then Cosmo explodes up the steep part of the climb. A few guys can cover. I'm riding wheels, but I'm trying to gap people out while staying in striking distance. Jeff finally slows a tiny bit, and a few of us catch. I go hard, and I try to make a break for it, but I'm covered. And then it's Jeff again, blasting off. Thurlow's glued onto him, and they're going so hard, I'm tired, but my legs are firing. Thurlow cracks and drops off, and a few guys pass him, and Jeff is off, pulling away. Then there's a plane wrapper guy in second, and he's riding away. I have to do something. I'm in the front group of about 10, but we're all spread out. As we reach the top of the climb, it's former Big O John Flagg leading the chase to the line, and he has Benny Parks and a few others with him. I'm fourth wheel, and I want to make a hard charge now before anyone can catch their breath. So I let a bike length open up in front of me, then hit the jets for all I have, pedaling into that open bike length for a draft, and then blast into the wind with a good 5-mile-an-hour average. I'm away. Now I have to go full throttle for 2 minutes and 30 seconds or so. 1K is a long freaking way. I catch the plane wrapper guy and pass him with authority so he can't catch a ride. I'm closing on Jeff, but I won't be able to catch him. He's moving too fast. And as we approach the line, I see him waving his arms in celebration victory. And I can see behind me that a gang of guys are in a good sprint, but I will hold them off. Bam! 1-2, baby. Big orange. It's great having teammates selflessly attack and cover all day so our closers can get the glory. And we were lucky to have G3, too. He was amazing. Jeff Bryant's starting to be scary fast, and the ultimate workers, Jimmy and Michael Hottie, earned more stripes, too. Eric had a tough day, though, but he finished with a great attitude. Great day for the old guys. Go Big Orange. Well done. Complete San Luis Rey results at usacycling.org. And we got some upcoming events coming up on May 4th. The 40th annual Cats Hills Classic, Cats Hill Classic by Mike's Bikes in Santa Cruz. This is a hilly criterium. Same course as always, except the asphalt sections have new pavement. That's right, new pavement. And a very steep climb, as usual, at 23%. There's 5 90-degree right turns and 1 90-degree left turn. And some rough concrete sections and a small speed hump on Massol. The Cats Hill Classic. Don't miss that on May 4th. Visit catshill.org. Also coming up on May 4th in Southern California, Barrio Logan Grand Prix, the 17th annual. This is a $6,000 prize list, and this is also the SCNCA Junior Criterium Championships and part of the Junior Road Development Race Series as well. Register online at active.com and visit sdbc.com for full details on the Barrio Logan Grand Prix, 17th annual. And continuing in Northern California, mountain bike racing Wednesday nights. Next race, May 8th on Wednesday. That's the Prairie City Race Series. They'll be starting their team competition series starting May 8th. And teams can be a minimum of 3 people or 5 to 20 people, but no more than 2 teams per shop per sponsor. Again, that's the Prairie City Race Series, cross-country mountain biking. Continuing on May 8th, visit racemtb.com for those details. And coming up on May 19th, the Sagebrush Safari, part of the U.S. Cup, U.S. Cup number 6. That's in East San Diego County, East County. The Enduro is on Saturday, May 18th, and you can also do registration and packet pickup on Saturday, May 18th. And Sunday, May 19th, all endurance racing and all cross-country mountain bike racing. Again, that's the U.S. Cup number 6, the Sagebrush Safari. Visit uscup.net for complete details on that upcoming event. All right, we don't have any product review today. And if you would like to have your product reviewed for cycling, contact us at info@backontrackproductions.com. So no product review today. We'll have one for you next time. And we've got some interviews. We've got some race sounds from the LA Circuit Race, interviews with LA Circuit Race winners. We've got KK right now at LA Circuit Race. So sit back and enjoy these race sounds here on Bike Sport Radio.
Bike Sport Radio is here with the first heat race winner, KK. And what category did you race?
55 plus today.
Masters 55 plus. All right, congratulations on your win. Tell us about the race a little bit. And I saw that you were off the front. How'd that happen? How'd it go?
Well, you know, I like to keep a little bit active. I think the older race age groups tend to get negative at times. So I like to attack and counterattack and see what happens and mix it up. And somehow I just ended up off the front.
The animator. Way to go. All right. Did you have anybody with you at all at any point? Or
there were 2 or 3 of the attacks and counterattacks that we had 2 or 3 guys. But it just every time... It just seemed like every time I look over my shoulder, when someone would go to the front, we start getting caught. And I thought, well, it was... And we got caught at one point. I just decided to go and get clear, and somehow I ended up that way.
Yeah, we saw you come across as a solo win, the best way to go. Way to go. Breakaway from Cancer, right? That's your team?
Breakaway from Cancer, yes. We do a lot of stuff for the cancer victims, and it's a great team to ride for.
Excellent. All right, thanks for coming, Keith.
My pleasure.
All right, men's pros and ones twos. Getting ready to roll out right now. Are they?
And our men pro 1-2 are off for 60 miles of racing here at the LA Circuit Race. Want to welcome everybody. What a beautiful day we're having. Did you know SPY is the official eyewear of USA Cycling? SPY sponsors cyclocross champions Jonathan Page, Nicole Duke, and Ryan Trebon. SPY sponsors teams like Big Orange, Swami Cycling, and the SPY Giant Ride Cycling Teams. Don't forget to check out the vendors down here in the center section. Several of them out there have neat stuff. Go check them out.
Tailwind could cause 45 mile an hour sprints, maybe? Woo-hoo. Watch the cones, guys. Oh, yeah. Green in the front. Rahsaan Bahati.
Oh, that was too good. That was too
Bahati good. Foundation LA Circuit Race brings it home in our 19th year. Rahsaan Bahati unofficially picking up the win there in the men's pros.
That was fucking good.
Bike Sport Radio is here with the winner of the Bahati Foundation.
No interviews, please.
Men's Pro race, Rahsaan Bahati bringing it home. You are back, huh? Nice job.
About all that. I just played it smart.
That was freaking beautiful, brother.
As soon as I saw MRI, Monster Media, go to the front with like 40 to go, I knew for sure it would be a field sprint.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, worked out in my favor, even though I kind of wanted a break and ride hard today. So,
yeah. That was awesome. The girls were up here dancing to the music on the corner here. It was awesome, entertaining the crowd and everything, and a whole field sprint. Very well done. Thanks for coming out. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. Big thanks to Back on Track and all the sponsors who put on this race, Bahati Foundation. Continue to support us because we need your help.
All right, thanks. Bike Sport Radio out. Hey, bike racers and bike racing enthusiasts, check out Bike Sport Radio on alternate Mondays at noon on killradio.org. Bike Sport Radio is all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. So if you want to find out about the local scene in Southern California as well as Northern Cal, visit bikesportradio.us and check out our radio show at Bike Sport Radio on killradio.org, alternate Mondays at noon. Helen's Team Helen's in the women's 1-2-3s.
Even with a rider, so, right? You know, if you give me a rider number, I can.
All right, women's category 3s and 4s field sprint coming down now. At the LA Circuit race, and who is it in the front? I see a white jersey in the front.
That's pretty far out.
Tailwind.
Good job.
Swan. It looks like one of the Swans. It is Swan.
07 unofficially taking that win.
Rachel? I don't know. Which Swan was that? Rachel?
I can't tell any report.
All right. It looks like Strive Racing picking up the win there in the women's category 3s and 4s. Masters 35 is finishing. Big field finish. Team Helens. Team Helens unofficially. Aaron Wimberly. Coming down with that win in a big field sprint, and team's important. It looks like the team helped him since all the rest of his team was in the back. So they must have worked to get him up there. Aaron Wimberly, good job.
Danny, I think you're cooked.
Bike Sport Radio is here with the Masters 35 Plus. Team Helens with a big win here. Aaron Wimberly, nice job on that. A big field sprint, huh?
You know, I kind of dwindled down. We didn't think it was going to come to a field, but in that last lap when we got caught, for sure it was going to come to the field.
Yeah, and what kind of action was there in the last, I don't know, 500 meters or so? Tell us about that.
500, I think it was who can sustain 39 plus miles per hour for half a kilometer.
Yeah, you had a big old tailwind, huh?
Yeah,
team,
I mean, it's
how'd the team work for you?
Oh, awesome. Everybody's aggressive the whole day. I think that works to our advantage.
Right on. All right. Well, good job with the race. Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
Hey, we're here with the Masters 45s. Final half a lap coming up. Sprint finish, Masters 45s. We saw a slight attack last lap, but the field looked like it was going to be all together, and they are on the west end doing the final turnaround at the LA Circuit race. Okay. Looks like two riders have broken clear. And LAX airplane's taking off now here at the LA Circuit race. As the winds pick up the onshore wind, we're going to have a tailwind sprint now. Go, go! All right, here's the finish.
On the first one, looks like 565 took the win.
Looked like OCW couldn't tell, but it was a massive field sprint for the Masters 45s. Bike Sport Radio's here with a Masters 45 winner, 2 years in a row now, huh, Craig Miller?
2 years in a row.
All right, congratulations. It looked like, was it a big field sprint again, or?
Came down to a field sprint, a lot of attacking early, but nothing really got more than 40, 50 yards up the road, so our team did a pretty good job of keeping it all together. We wanted a field sprint today.
Yeah, we saw a few pitiful events, pitiful attacks try to go off the front, and they just got swallowed back up, huh?
I think the pack was pretty motivated to stay together. So everyone knows who the breakaway guys are, so once they started going, people chased them down pretty darn fast.
All right, good teamwork, too. You, BBI, tell us about your team a little. What that stands for?
Better Beverages Incorporated.
Right on. Better and Schroeder Iron. Good, good.
Schroeder Iron has been a long-time sponsor, and they're still a sponsor. And we've kept our team together for a long time now. Same basic 15 guys, so real strong nucleus.
Very cool. Well, congratulations on your race. Thanks for coming, Craig.
Thank you very much.
One lap to go, right. Racers. One lap to go.
Men's, women's, category threes and fours. One to go.
290s accept the parade.
Carolyn! Dude, right in the front. Sweet. Bike Sport Radio is here with the juniors winner. Tell us your name and your category.
Diego Benatina, and I race Cat 2.
Cat 2 juniors, 17, 18. Good job at the LA Circuit race here. Now, how many years in a row have you done this?
I've done it 4 years in a row, and I've won every one.
So, sweet!
Yeah.
Sweet! And today's race, I see you're riding for Skills Swami Spy. That's a new team for you, huh?
Yep, just joined it this year. I previously raced on Specialized, but I decided to go with more of a local team, and I'd have more teammates in the Pro 1-2 category and then the Juniors category.
Are you going to race the Pro 1-2 later today, too?
I'm not. I just came back from Sea Otter.
Where I retired.
Yeah.
How'd you do at Sea Otter?
Finished up 6th in the circuit race and 8th in the road race. But I don't know. It was unbelievably hard. I think that's the hardest I've ever gone up a hill. So, yeah, it was pretty brutal.
All right. Well done. And today's race unfolded as a field or a breakaway? Or how?
A lot of people pushed for a breakaway, but it stuck together. And I saw that with about one lap to go. So I sat in, got on a good wheel, and then just did what I knew to do. So just went for the sprint, and I got it.
Sweet. Very well done. Congratulations, Diego. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thank you for putting on the race.
LA Circuit Race Category 4s have just rounded the turn. There they are, coming on the slight downhill into the dip to the uphill tailwind finish. And let's see. They're doing a 1 kilometer sprint. And, oh yeah, they're using the entire course to sprint. Whoa!
Here comes our sprint.
418 Velo Club Lagrange.
Yeah!
Velo Club Lagrange Westwood in a field sprint. Men's Category 4s at the LA Circuit Race.
Mr. President, members of Congress, you've been making a lot of noise about taking our guns away. But you might want to review history. 1835, Gonzales, Texas Territory. The authorities wanted to confiscate the big gun that protected that colony. You know what the people said? Come and take it. Because they were willing to fight for their freedom and their guns. So are we.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but I warn you, you'll have to pry it from my cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time. Just like Gonzales, we're keeping our guns.
Whatever. G Money here did a second race today, by the way, at LA Circuit Race on Bike Sport Radio. And how'd that go for you?
Well, I felt really good. I had a lot of sausage in me, which is a phrase I never thought I would say. But literally ate. Never mind. Maybe I should just stop there. But got in the 35 plus after doing a good 45 plus race.
You animated the 45 plus, it seemed like. You were up there a lot, huh?
I felt good, you know. I had to play my cards and...
Yeah, and then the same old thing. The big guys came to the Craig Miller again. He won last year, huh?
Family man. He is good. He is fast.
And Cat 4 is starting now.
And our Category 3 and Category 4 are off for a beautiful afternoon of racing.
Here at the LA Circuit Race.
So was it a big field finish?
Portions of today's race are featured on Bike Sport Radio.
It was fast.
It's about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to know to race bikes. Visit bikesportradio.us.
One lap to go, Sharon Smith.
Simple Green Prizes provided by the
Ford
County Bike Coalition.
And so I was like, well, if you think you can catch, I'll give you my wheel. Like, is it a front? Because, like, maybe you could still catch. And he's like, no, it's a back. And I was like,
see you, buddy.
I think you're screwed. And so then
reduce wind noise and save your hearing.
One of his teammates came up and said, look, I'll just give you my wheel. If you get on, you get on. And so he stopped.
And it is the official hearing loss protector.
Down at the bottom of the hill here.
Visit them at
www.2.5 miles to go.
I chased him back on.
We caught right about 1 mile
to
go.
You can find top quality, brand new American,
he was pretty toasted by then.
Other European jerseys.
Really didn't have anything left.
On new recycling jerseys.
All right. Well, good job with the race.
Vintage, good drama.
Collectible and pre-worn.
Good job with the race. Thanks for racing.
All right. Thanks, man. $22.
We're lining up the men's Cat Fives.
Gentlemen, this is the men's 5/8. You'll be using 60 miles. That's 4 laps. Lap cards are on your left. This will be posted between the yellow Penske truck and registration. Do we have any juniors in the group? Junior rollout is directly behind the official stage. Any riders out of contention, I may pull. If I do pull you, please remove yourself from the race course promptly. Is that clear?
Men's Cat 5A's getting ready to roll now.
If you get dropped from your group or the other group catches your group, you may not look back. We will get you by as quickly as possible. Let's start your whistle.
Okay, 4 to go for the men's 5A's at the LA Circuit Race. Men's 5B's rolling to the start now. Instructions. Men's 5B is getting ready to go. David Karen on the start.
Category 3 for races have been posted over on just the floors. Category 4 race have been posted on the yellow van of Penske.
Seconds to start. All right, a few more seconds, and the fives will be rolling out. 5Bs. All right, they're off. Go, Big Orange! Go, Stefan!
Our Category 5 racers are all out for 4 laps of racing at 16 miles here at the LA Circuit Race. We want to thank all of our sponsors out here today. Bahati Foundation, Spy, Leader Bikes, Big Orange Cycling Team. ProGold lubricants, cat ears, Hutchinson tires, also the OC Bike Film Festival, and Bike Sport Radio, and Back on Track.
Okay, here is the five category fives. They've got about a half a lap to go at the LA Circuit Race. Go! David! Stefan! Okay, we got a solo rider off the front. Men's 5Bs at the turnaround. He must have jumped at the turnaround. And Joe's going to do the call here, I think. Are they going to catch him? They are chasing him down and getting closer and closer. Oh, he's going to hold it. I think he's going to hold it. Woo!
Here comes our second finish.
No. Oh, big orange! Big orange, Kevin! Gets him at the line. Sweet. Yeah, David! And the rest of the field. One solo rider almost holding off the win. Big Orange overtaking him just at the line in the men's Category 5B LA Circuit Race here on Bike Sport Radio.
The ref, you'll be starting 2 minutes after the Category 3.
All right, we got the men's Category 3s on the line.
Last call, Category 3 eight. On the start line. Category 4 lined up behind them.
8 laps for the men's Category 3s and 6 laps for the Cat 4s. We'll start right behind them at the LA Circuit Race right here.
Okay, gentlemen. Oh, I'm loud. In front, we have the Cat 3 men. In the back group, we have Cat 4s. If you're in the wrong group, please swap. Men Cat 3, you are doing 32 miles, which is 8 laps. You are looking at the first set of lap cards on your left. Cat 4s, you're doing 24 miles or 6 laps, second set of lap cards. Results will be posted at the yellow truck on your left as well. Medical is behind the stage on your right if you should need it. Do I have any juniors in the Cat 3 field? All right, juniors, rollout is right behind the stage after you finish. Same with the Cat 4s. If there's any juniors in that field, rollout is right behind the stage. Riders out of contention, John may pull you, your chief rep. Oh, that's no good. And Cat 3s, you may not work with the Cat 4 field. Cat 4s, you may not work with the Cat 3 field. Any questions? Okay, we start on the whistle, Cat 3s.
All right, Category 3 is getting ready to roll now at the LA Circuit Race.
Riders ready?
A little more air on that one. All right, a classic whistle. A classic whistle party foul there. Category 4 is up next. Oh my god. Need a better whistle. Yeah! Breakaway! Go big on G3! G3! Woo!
All right.
Four riders off the front. Two big oranges out there.
Shut it down, Attila!
One lap to go.
Wow, we have four riders off the front. Looks like Big Orange and True Cycling.
One lap to go. One lap to go.
A very tenuous lead in that breakaway. And one to go. Men's category threes. Way is dangerously close to getting caught. Oh my god.
He's still away.
Yeah! Surfer Dan! G3!
And they're gonna hold it.
Surfer Dan, G3! Yeah!
Looks like 350 unofficially taking that win.
All right, they made the break, but they couldn't sprint.
What'd they get?
Way cool. It looked like G3 third, Surfer Dan fourth. Woo! Category threes finished right there at the LA circuit race.
Dan! G3, Surfer Dan, way to drive it!
Your number is 738-777.
You guys, that was awesome.
Well done.
Well done, Alex.
Those guys were strong.
I knew the orange guy had a kick, but
fuck, man.
What'd you have your tires up to?
Alex,
that was exciting, finish, guys. You guys had the pack chasing, man. They were coming. They were coming right there.
We got Dan on the break. I got third. He got fourth.
Four guys off the front, and they survived all the way to the end of the pack. Dan just held them off.
Shitty fucking
dude. Nice, Greg.
Dude,
congratulations.
You've gotten the next race.
Season has changed. Bike Sport Radio's here at the Pounding Idiots Criterium, April 28th, and we're doing some follow-up as we go on through the race season with Big Orange's David Karen. This is your, how many races?
This is my sixth.
Cool, a Criterium, and you did well, you finished in the group. Tell us about it, how it unfolded.
Well, actually, let me go back to the other, you know, my favorite race of the year, which was the LA Circuit race.
Oh, yes.
Did that right. last week, and that was fun. The thing is, I'd ride that course, that road, every day of my life, so I know every pothole, every hill, everything. So that was a lot of fun. And that race, I decided to like show off a little bit, and I was leading in the last lap. But and luckily, someone got some fantastic photos of me, so I finally got some good photos of me racing and leading. But in the end, you know, I ended up 17th because, you know, going into the wind. But funny part is, in the picture of me leading, the guy who won was the guy way in the back, Kevin.
Yeah.
You know, roadkill from our group.
Teammate.
But a teammate won. That was good. That was a fun race.
Roadkill. He goes by roadkill?
Yeah. And so, you know, I kind of caught the race bug again. And because for a little while, I was kind of like, eh. And so I decided to come out the Pounding it is. I'm going to try to finish up my Cat 5 within a month or two now. And so came up down here to Pounding Idiots with Brad and...
It looked like a big pack finish. Everybody kind of stayed together. Were there any breakaways today at the Pounding?
There were, but see, I was sort of mid-pack the whole time on both races. So on the Cat 5 race, about almost near the second to last lap in turn 3, it's a little bit sketchy. There's some cones there they had to block off for, you know, big rigs to get through. And there was a crash there, and I was just, if I was 5 feet to the right or ahead, I would have been in it. So I avoided that. So I didn't finish in the pack, but just we put a group together, four of us that were kind of involved in the crash and just finished it out. And then the 30-plus Masters 4-5 did that, even though I was a little bit nervous after being in that crash. So we get around. Everything's going good. I was with the pack. And once you know it, second to last lap, another crash in this almost the same exact spot. I was almost in the same exact spot in relation to the crash.
Ah.
Slowed down real quick, said, guys, okay? Because I know you're supposed to keep going, but I have this thing about just helping people. So whatever.
Now you know the course. You know that they put cones in narrowed the downhill turn, the worst place to do it.
You need to be on the inside on that particular turn. That's the only place to be. Because I almost hit a cone, too, when I got on the outside and got pushed. Then another crash. But look, there's only one lap to go, so there weren't any people to group with. But like I said, there's a lap to go. Just came around and finished it. So I haven't looked at the results yet, but I'm sure I'm pretty close to last. But it doesn't really matter. You know,
you finished, you didn't crash.
That's the that, I was
in
just
a Criterium. That's fantastic.
I was just trying to stay upright, considering there were crashes in both of them. Staying upright is all I wanted to do, and so I'll probably come back down here in a month and do another Criterium. I was thinking about Dana Point Grand Prix, but it's a little bit of a tough course, so I'm not sure about it. But that's it. So, you know, I'm continuing on. I'd like to just get into the fours. The Big Orange has a great Cat 4 group, and once I'm in the fours, I can really pick and choose some good races, and, you know, that's my plan. So, you know, check back with me in a month or so.
How did you feel in today's race as far as strength goes?
This morning, I don't know. I don't think I warmed up well enough, and I sort of had some pain in my legs going through, and but, you know, I made it. I had to pull a lot of watts because of that last crash. I had to do four laps almost solo. Then
I get pain in my lungs when I'm not warmed up. Yeah, my legs seem to be okay, but
yeah. So, and then let's see. On the last one, I felt great. I was warmed up. I was with the pack. It was pain, but it was good pain.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean? And just, you know, made it through, and I was so happy. I was like, oh, second to last lap in the pack. I'm going to make it, and then that crash. But hey, I finished, so what the hell?
Yeah, you looked good. You're out there, main field. Any time you can finish in the field is great. So we'll continue following along with you as the season goes on. And anything else you want to add?
No, that's it. Thanks, Brad. And I say LA Circuit Race. Brad put on an awesome race. So
all right. Thanks, Dave. Good. We'll see you next time on Bike Sport Radio.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California, and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org, or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
That's right. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Hey, motorists, we're not criminals. Don't treat us like them. Cycling is not a crime. Please check out our website, too, at cyclingisnotacrime.org. Drive your bike like you would a car. Drive safely. And this is our 100th show. Yippee! We'll see you next time on Bike Sport Radio. I told them this. I don't remember.